What's up? You made it to Friday. It is Friday, March 9th. This is hashtag After Hours. I'm Cadillac Jack.
I'm Allie Mack.
Man, what a day today.
There's been a lot going on, including a Nicholas Sparks novel that started on the air with a random call that we got from Mike.
Totally random, totally unexpected, but it's like a missed connection from Craigslist. And Mike, I do believe while he was in Philadelphia, he rang Sears Liberty Bell. But that's, you're going to have to find out about all that when we introduce you to Mike during hashtag After Hours. My gas. Thank you, Allie Mack, for putting this together every week. My favorite segment of the week.
They are always fun, always in good humor. And this week we had a few fun ones. We had one of you breaking glass in studio. So, always entertaining.
Also, Judy Mae Dupreez stopped by this morning from Super Master Kim Marshall Arts Academy in Cumming as we continue to piece together the Women's Self-Defense Tour.
Yes, Judy Mae was so incredibly helpful. She had a few tips to help you out this weekend as far as safety, but she is holding a seminar. If you want to RSVP, get all that info. It is coming up.
And we always wrap hashtag After Hours with KB Caddy, a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. Did I make it to hashtag March 2, 10 wins? Find out. I promise you this. If I do, you're going to hear celebration like none other here on the main stage at Kix1015.com. Let's get underway. Why you say that? Why
here
you
on the main stage at Kix1015.com.
I tell you.
Got a gaff for next week.
What's it like to be just perfect? I swear. Allie Mack, explain that to me.
Difficult.
Off the air. Did I reach 10 wins? Find out, dear, and I can't beat Caddy. Let's get underway with iPhone Idol. American Idol, the new season launches on ABC, new network, new judges, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and our very own Georgia country star, Luke Bryan. So we decided to have our own version of
iPhone Idol.
Get ready for this. Let's go. Would you not agree that Sunday night, when ABC takes over American Idol, this will not be the theme song? I mean, they are totally redoing this show.
But this is the familiar sound of American Idol.
I predict that they're going to have a brand new theme song, beautiful new set for American Idol, which premieres Sunday night with Luke Bryan on the judges panel.
When he heard, it's funny, I think Blake knew about me. Because Blake's, he's in TV. He hears all the whispers. But, yeah, Blake did call me, and man, he was really excited for me because he wanted to see my reaction to this whole other segment.
Right.
TV has its own little lane, but Blake was really excited for me because he knew it was something that I would enjoy.
iPhone Idol. We're going to have some iFun with iPhone Idol. This is where I can't even think right now.
So we will have headphones on that is playing the songs that producer Chase has chosen for us into our ears. You will not hear the music. You will simply hear us singing along with the music. So it's going to be really bad karaoke.
And all of the songs have been pulled from each of
our playlists. This is the music we listen to.
Yes.
So Chase has pulled from our phones. I'm going to take my headphones off now because I'm going first, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
And I might run out of the room.
Sweating.
Oh, you guys look so nervous.
I am. This is like one of my worst fears ever. Okay.
So her headphones that are connected to my iPhone are on. Here is the song that she is going to be singing.
Allie cannot hear this, by the way. She has no idea what song's coming her way.
All right.
No. So it's Jordan Davis.
Yes.
Singles You Up.
Okay. I'm going to need the volume very loud so I can sing along and not hear myself, please.
Okay. Do you have the lyrics?
I wish we had that luxury, too.
Right, do you have the lyrics?
I have the lyrics. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, it's Jordan Davis. Okay. Here we go. It's starting. All right. I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if you stopped this word like you did mine just now. I sip you see him but why instead of whiskey. Stop blinking that face. And he does. Little more city. Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries. I don't mean to be, but I just gotta tell you how I feel.
All right. Let's not.
Am I done?
Yeah.
If he ever singles you up,
No.
Is he ever stupid enough? I'll be the first one calling you baby. Okay, done.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That was
Jordan
great,
Sparks.
Right?
Oh, you sounded just like
that
him.
That's great, right?
Yeah.
All right, your turn, Caddy.
All right.
So put your headphones on.
Take these off.
Yeah.
Okay. Put these headphones on. I can't hear anything.
Okay.
It'll play.
I can't hear anything
at all.
You
gotta wait for your
turn. All right. So this is the song.
Hello.
This is the song Caddy's gonna be.
Okay. What's he playing? What's he singing?
Hello.
Oh yeah.
All right. So you ready? Caddy?
I think. There's looks on your faces.
Yes,
I don't know.
All right, Caddy's getting ready to go.
Okay. All right. Now, hang on.
You gotta
There's
go.
A bad word
you
in the song.
You gotta sing.
It's edited. Looking like revenge. Feeling like a 10. The best I ever been. How bad it must be. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Looking like Rhett. Ain't too proud to beg. Chance you'll never get. And yeah, how bad it must hurt to see me like this. Wait a minute. Payback is bad, and everybody's the baddest.
Okay.
Can't have this, can't have... Ah!
All right.
Nah, baby, I'm sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. That got me feeling so good. Showing you up like I never would. That's my jam right now.
Bravo.
Good job,
that's my jam.
Cadillac Jack.
Can I take these off?
Yes.
Take them off.
Can I take these off? Okay.
Thumbs up.
Jam right now. That's Demi, right? Demi Lovato. The edited version. Thank goodness. I made me a little nervous.
All right.
I like how you pause for your backup singers to come in. You said, baby, I'm sorry.
I do it all.
Wait a minute.
I do it all.
All right. Good job. That
American
was awesome.
Idol. Luke Bryan premieres Sunday night on ABC.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's all right.
We have someone on the phone that needs it. It's very important.
Working on my tambourine playing skills, but that's okay. What line?
Line 4.
All right. Punch up 4. Hi, it's us. Who's there and interrupting my tambourine playing?
My name is Mike, and I'm calling you from St. Louis.
Mike's in St. Louis. What's going on, Mike?
This is Kix 101.5, correct?
Depending on what Mike in St. Louis is calling for. Are you with the Internal Revenue Service?
No, sir, I am not.
It's Cadillac. Go right ahead.
So my name is Mike. I'm calling you from St. Louis, like I said, and I was calling because I have to reach out and make a request if I can.
Okay.
So basically, this is the story. So last week, I was traveling on business, and I got stuck in Philadelphia with the northeastern storm.
Yep.
And while I was stuck there for a day and a half, I met this amazing, beautiful woman. Her name is Stacy, and she lives in Atlanta. And we spent a day and a half together, and it was absolutely amazing. And it was just like a connection like I've never. And it sounds pretty, I don't know, I guess kind of sappy, but I just
an
amazing connection. And it was the best day and a half that I've had in a long time.
Did y'all like rent one of those nap pods?
No, we were stuck at the airport. Both of our companies were good enough to get us accommodations, so we didn't have to sleep in the airport. So I met her in the hotel and in the lounge, in the lobby. And as soon as she walked in, I was like blown away.
Okay, what about her, though? Wait, hang on, Mike. We got a couple questions from the panel. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mac. Mike popping in from St. Louis to say he has a missed connection with Stacy, who lives here in Atlanta. Did Stacy feel the same way, you suspect?
Yes, I do suspect. Yes. That day and a half was pretty amazing. We sat there and just had a couple of drinks and had some dinner and just talked about everything. And it was like no one else was around. The next day after that was just we weren't 5 feet from each other, and it was amazing.
So you were hoping that the nor'easter wouldn't go away so that you could spend more time in Philly with your new friend Stacy from Atlanta.
Yeah, it was a tough goodbye in the airport, yeah.
Were there tears?
There was it was a pretty emotional moment. I don't want to say it was just
after a day and a half, Mike from St. Louis. After a day,
yeah, I can't explain that. I don't know. I can't explain that. I'm a single dad of two beautiful girls here in St. Louis, and I work 70 hours a week, and I have a high level position with my company, and I can't explain that. That's never happened to me before.
Is Stacy a country music fan? Do you know?
She is, and that's why I called you, because I know she listens to your radio show every single morning, and there was one song that we just kind of were dancing to that night that kind of stuck out, and I wanted to see if I could send out a request to her, and maybe she'll hear that.
Hang on, we got a lot of questions.
How did that come up in conversation that she listens to Cadillac Jack every single morning on Kix 101.5? How did that come about?
So basically, like I said, the 7 hours of sitting there talking in the hotel lobby and lounge and whatnot, we were talking about everything from our lives, our professional lives, our personal lives, and we spent a lot of time talking about music, and that was something that we really have a lot in common. And I'm a country music fan. I like country rock, classic rock, and she had mentioned that she was a big country music fan and that she's gone to a lot of shows, and I guess your radio station sponsors country shows or whatnot.
There's only one country station in town, Mike. from St. Louis.
Yeah, so, you know, I looked up your station, and you were rated number one, so I thought, why not
start
with the top?
Well, listen, we don't boast about that, but you're exactly right. We do say Atlanta's number one for country hits, but literally and figuratively, yes. What is Stacey, where does she live in Atlanta? Atlanta is made up of 26 counties. What part of Atlanta is she in?
Oh, she's in Alpharetta.
That's where I live. Mike in St. Louis calls out of the blue and says that he had a misconnection, not a misconnection, but you had to split after a day and a half. You were there stuck because of the nor'easter in Philly, and you happened to run into Stacy from Alpharetta, and after a day and a half, you said it of being no more than 5 feet away from one another. I don't know if that includes the overnight hours. That's maybe that's a conversation for another day, Mike. I'm not sure. But you are looking for Stacy. What was that song?
The song is Come Over by Kenny Chesney. Like I said, we kind of danced to that, you know, seven times in a row. I don't know, either way, but that's the song.
Where were you dancing? Where was the dancing going on, Mike?
So, you know, right there in the middle of the hotel lounge and lobby where all the craziness was going on, the lobby kind of spilled into this, you know, lounge restaurant area. And I have that song on my playlist on my phone, and we were talking and we both agreed we liked that song. So I asked her if she wanted to dance, and I put it on my phone. And
oh my goodness, this is a Nicholas Sparks movie right here.
This is crazy. I mean, I gotta be honest with you, this stuff doesn't happen to me, and I haven't stopped thinking about her since, and I hope to see her again soon.
What does Stacy do for a living?
So she's administrative assistant for a pretty large company that's nationwide. So she works out of Atlanta and travels a little bit for work, and it's the craziest thing is, and this is the craziest thing is.
Oh, we've heard a lot of crazy, Mike. Hang on, we heard a lot of crazy, and you say there's more?
This part here is actually the one that kind of just sent it over the edge after about 4.5 hours.
All right, hang on. Hey, Mike in St. Louis, you can reverse the charges on the call. We got to take a break real quick, and then I want to come back and you tell us how it got crazier than what we've already heard, okay?
Okay.
Hang on for us. Mike in St. Louis, looking for Stacy. They met in Philadelphia in the airport and then went to the same hotel?
Yes.
And never spent more than 5 feet apart from one another, and you now are looking to connect with Stacy, and I think we can do that. Everybody be on the lookout for Stacy over the weekend. I want to find out what's crazier than what we've already talked about next.
Okay.
Mike, we're back.
Hi.
Mike was in Philadelphia on business, and you got canceled. Your flight got canceled because of the nor'easter last week.
Yep.
Or earlier this week.
And so you met a woman from Alpharetta named Stacy, and you are...
Fell in love.
Yeah,
let's just get to it.
There was a connection there.
Yes, there was.
You were dancing in the lobby together. You were... you share the same love of country music. She listens to Kix 101.5 because that's why you knew to call, because she told you that she wakes up every morning with Cadillac Jack. And she's not the first one to say that, first female. She's certainly not the first woman to say that.
She said she's not much of a morning person, and it was kind of her way of waking up to just kind of start your day out. I just remember that's what she had mentioned.
You said a moment ago, after you shared all this crazy, I mean good crazy about this story, that there was something that we needed to know that was even crazier.
So we're at this, you know, airport hotel. It's a Sheraton. It's huge. It's a beautiful hotel in Philadelphia. And, I mean, it's literally right next to the airport. And as we got there, it was early in the afternoon, way before check-in, and the staff wasn't ready for all these people and all these flights being canceled. So we had to wait a while, which is what draws us to start talking and meet up in the lobby when we were. And she went and she asked me, she said, would you watch my bags while I go check in for my room? And I said, absolutely, go ahead. And so she did and came back, and we were talking for a while. And about a half hour later, I went up and checked into my room because they said my room was ready. When I got back after about another half hour of talking, she looked down at my room key and she looked at hers, and our rooms were right next to each other.
I got to go.
What?
I got to go. Were they connecting rooms, Mike?
Room 634 and room 635 right next to each other.
Were they connecting?
No. No, it's an all-suite hotel.
You sound disappointed about that. So you are on the lookout this weekend in Atlanta, specifically the North Fulton Alpharetta area, for Stacy. Describe her, you know, just paint us a picture of Stacy.
She's amazing. She's beautiful. So she's about 5'5". She has kind of blondish brown hair, beautiful eyes. I mean, she's beautiful.
She punched your ticket, Mike, didn't she?
You know what? I think she did.
Oh.
All right. Mike called out of the blue from St. Louis a moment ago on the request line. How'd you get the request line? Just on the website or something?
No, I called, I have Verizon, and so I called Verizon's 411 and said I need the request line for 101.5 Kix in Atlanta, and I need it now.
When is the last time anyone has called 411?
I don't know, but I was driving in my car, and I didn't want to wait till I got to work, so I did it.
Okay, so you're on your way to work.
I'm actually at work now.
Okay, We'll be looking for Stacy, and we need to get your information off the air. Hey, could you get here if things work out, Mike? Could you get here for the Kenny Chesney concert to take Stacy in May at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
It's May 26th, and we've already discussed it.
All right, then. Well.
So, yes, I could get there, yes.
And that's your plan, I guess.
It is on the agenda, yes. Hopefully that comes through.
We're going to take your information, and maybe we can throw something together for the two of you as well at the Kenny Chesney concert.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I can't, you know, Kenny and I have been pals for a long, long time, and I think this is a very worthy story, and this is like Craigslist misconnections, is it not?
I mean, it's giving me faith in romance.
We'll get you information. Hang on 1 second for us, okay?
Okay.
That music means only one thing. It is time for Cadillac Jack's Gas, where Allie Mack points out my mistakes from the week and plays them on the air for you to enjoy. I know one that's coming. I just, because you can tell the communication that you have with Chase, our executive producer, during the show.
We have
and
a
y'all,
secret language.
Y'all have like some hand signal. Mm-hmm. Write that one down. Write that date and time down. Or it's an eye signal. Is that what it is? It's a wink.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a secret language.
I thought
going
maybe
on.
That was something else I wasn't going to ask. So let's get this over with quickly.
Okay. Well, let's start with a simple slip that started off gaps, but it created so much laughter off the air. Because sometimes I'll pull the gaps and I'll keep playing them in studio, like when you're listening to music, so that we just get a laugh in studio. So let's listen to how you pronounced scream this week.
I am embarrassed to be listening to you, Cadillac Jack. People scream.
And the people scream.
Rather than scream. And my mother growing up was a public school teacher. She did English. So hopefully she's not listening on the app or online, which, to be honest with you, Grammy would never be able to do that. So.
This might be the gas.
She can't drive her car anymore, much less find the Kix 115 app.
Well, Cadillac, this next gap might be the one that you're fearing.
I'm sure that it is, because he's a very dear friend of mine, and I don't know where mine was.
You broke barriers with this one, because sound barriers with this one, because you can actually audibly hear the deer in headlights look in your voice. Listen to this mix-up.
Eric Church has told me that the very first concert he saw was in Charlotte, North Carolina, at an amphitheater just like Verizon, and it was this guy he saw first in concert, Eric Church. I meant to say Bruce Springsteen, the boss, Springsteen. We were going into Springsteen. It would have worked beautifully had I remembered who he went to see in Charlotte for his first concert. It was not himself.
But you can hear the shame in your voice when you're saying his name.
I realized it.
Eric Church.
I realized it. I realized it just like that. Eric Church has told me that the very first concert he saw was in Charlotte, North Carolina, at an amphitheater just like Verizon, and it was this guy he saw first in concert, Eric Church.
Man, Eric Church's first concert was Eric Church. That's crazy.
Just getting to us, Cadillac Jack's Gaffes, what we do this time every Friday. Allie likes to point out my mistakes. I don't know why. I mean, it's quite embarrassing, and I'm self-conscious about it. We got one more.
One more. Yeah. Sometimes we get so lost and caught up in Kix 101.5 info, there's just no coming back.
Oh, you're going to do this one?
And you just,
I'm taking my headphones
off. You just kind of keep going until producer Chase cuts you off. Let's hear this one.
Plus, you get some hang time, Blake Shelton, and a whole lot more. It's all from Atlanta's number one country for station, number one country for hits, and the most tickets to the biggest shows. Atlanta's number one for country hits. It's 101.
Gonna keep talking until I get it right.
No, indeed, until I get it right. Listen, we have.
And the station and the tickets.
We have specific copy that is given to us by Coach, our program director, Scott Lindy.
Are you blaming your boss?
No, I'm not, but there are specific lockouts, and it's called that right here, lockout. And this must be the last thing you say, regardless of what time it is, regardless of what day it is.
Gotcha.
And I got my words confused.
Yeah, we need to hear that one more time.
Plus, you get some hang time, Blake Shelton, and a whole lot more. It's all from Atlanta's number one country for station, number one country for hits, and the most tickets to the biggest shows. Atlanta's number one for country hits.
Don't you love how producer Chase just hit the button? He was like, he's done.
For the second jingle.
Tapping out.
The punch out, as it's called. It should have been the most free tickets to the biggest shows from Atlanta's number one for country hits. Kix 101.5. In a perfect world, that's the way that it would happen, but
right.
It's not.
But thanks to that.
Chase is our executive producer. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so if we have time for another bonus, bonus gaffe.
It's 801, man.
It wasn't a verbal gaffe. It was a physical gaffe, but you can hear it. Let's just go ahead. All this right. happened earlier this week.
Yeah, yesterday. Please, oh please, please come back next year. I'll think about it.
Okay.
That was yesterday. I was talking about 8th grade career day and how well it went. And you know how often here on the main stage, you and I are on one side, Chase is on the other, and I often just throw things over my right shoulder and they land on the couch behind
what
us.
What human being throws a picture frame? Unless they're going through a breakup or something.
Because it's
going
to land on a very soft couch here behind us.
Text the word gaffes to the number 68255. In a matter of moment, I will put them on your phone. So we've been talking about women and self-defense since my incident about a week ago where I had to call 911 at 3 a.m. because there was like this bloody guy and there was a domestic dispute going on. And it made me very aware that I don't have the right skill set to be able to defend myself if ever that happens. And since that day, since that moment I had to call 911, I've been walking like with my keys in my hand, like with a jagged side out just in case something happens. But that's not going to do much realistically if someone approaches me. So we've reached out and we've asked anyone that knows of resources as far as women's self-defense classes or has these skills or wants these skills to reach out to us. And Judy May Dupreece reached out to us from Supermaster Kim Martial Arts Academy in Cumming. And thank you so much for coming in today, Judy May.
And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're looking at the weekend right in front of us. What three tips right now, out of the box, Judy May, could you give to Kix 115 listeners about what to do if you maybe find yourself in the same situation as Allie Mack did, or there are so many different situations that could pose a threat that you could be prepared for?
Well, the first thing I would say is definitely if you catch yourself in some kind of situation like that and you feel like somebody's coming towards you, as soon as somebody tries to grab you or do any kind of attack towards you, you should be as loud as possible. Automatically, that's going to be scaring them away and getting attention from people around you. And the second thing is you should be prepared ahead of the time. You know, take some self-defense classes, learn as much as you can about what to do from all types of different situations. Someone grabs your hair, if someone grabs you from the back, you know, you're in a chokehold, maybe you can't use your arms. There's so many different situations that you should really look into and be prepared for ahead of time. And then the last thing I would say is look into what kind of weapons you could carry with you if you decide you want to hold, you know, some kind of arm. Like you could use pepper spray, knives, but you can't always be holding weapons with you. So having self-defense, you know, with your hands, how can I use my hands? How can I use my feet? Is going to be your best tactic.
And Judy May reached out to us on Facebook after hearing about everything on Kix 101.5 about my situation. And so give us a little background about you, because you said you've been training for 10 years now. Is that right?
Yes, a little bit more than 10 years, but my current studio, I've been there for about 10 years.
So 10 years, and you feel like martial arts really has kind of impacted your life and made you feel very confident when you're walking around by yourself sometimes.
It definitely has, you know, not only for self-defense side, yes, I'm definitely more confident, but also just mentally, you know, the aspect I've seen, and especially in college, you know, the way that the students behave, it's definitely impacted me a lot. But, you know, even beforehand, I'm thinking about all these things, you know, that's what I learned about, is if someone does this to you, this is how you need to react. So even if it's not, you know, something I could imagine that they would do, I should be prepared before.
Judy May Dupreece is with us this morning. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kix 101.5, as we continue to piece together this very organic idea that began on the morning show, and we are continuing to lay the foundation for Women's Self-Defense Tour. That's the ultimate goal, is to offer self-defense classes and tips to women all over Atlanta that want to be a part of this campaign.
Yes, we would love to help any Kix 101.5 listener just feel a little more secure.
For me, at least, it's more about what do I do if I'm caught in that situation? How do I handle it? You need to know how to handle that. And for judo, that seems to be the most common. The whole principle around it is how can I use your strength, your power against you? It has nothing to do with my strength. So for me, at least from what I've seen in my experience, the bigger my opponent is, the easier it's been for me to throw.
So Judy May Dupreece is in from Supermaster Kim Martial Arts Academy in Cumming. And you had mentioned earlier just some simple tips on how you can keep yourself safe at night. What would be your top three, you would say?
Try your best not to be alone. You know, if you're going somewhere out late at night, then bring a friend. If you can't bring anybody, then stay on your phone with someone whenever you're walking out on the street. So it looks like if you did not make it home or if somebody were to try to grab you, you know, someone else is going to know about it immediately. And the second thing, which this is kind of simple, but carrying a hairband with you, you know, what some girls don't think about is if somebody were to try to grab you, they can just grab you from your hair from the back. And some girls, they won't really know what to do in that kind of situation. And then the third thing is, you know, you can consider if you're not somebody who's confident doing martial arts or you're not confident just relying on your strength, your body, then maybe consider getting any kind of weapon. It doesn't have to be a gun. You know, a lot of people are nervous carrying that around. It could be something as simple as pepper spray, a whistle, something loud that can get other people's attention. Honestly, your volume can be your biggest weapon.
Run Shotgun with you this morning. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, and Judy Mae Dupreez. Judy Mae is with Supermaster Kim Martial Arts Academy. Specifically, Judy Mae, you are in Cumming.
Yes, that's right. We're located on Besselview Road in Cumming, Georgia.
And you have mentioned opening up self-defense classes training, like a seminar for Kicks 101.5 listeners.
Yes, that's right. Next Saturday, March 17th, we're going to be holding a seminar at 12 p.m. It'll be at our studio on Besselview Road, and it can be for any age, but we're specifically going to be focusing on women's self-defense and also college students.
Every time we have this sort of conversation on Kicks 101.5, Judy Mae, we get calls, a lot of calls, Allie Mack, I think you would agree, from college students who are asking questions about how they can get this help. So it's great to hear that part of the program that you're going to lead for Kicks 105 listeners is going to be also a lot of information for college students. And it's just, we're piecing everything together, and it will all start the 17th. And we got info on the Kicks 105 Facebook page about the first of many women's self-defense events, part of the Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Women's Self-Defense Tour. So stop number one is with Judy Mae Dupreez
from Supermaster Kim Martial Arts Academy in Cumming. And let's go ahead and put the self-defense tour stops on your phone right now. We've got it set up at kicks1015.com, but easily you can text the word defense, D-E-F-E-N-S-E, to the number 68255, and you'll get all the information about Judy Mae's seminar, and we'll put all the self-defense tour stops there. Defense to the number 68255.
That will be the landing spot.
Well, Judy Mae Dupreez from Supermaster Kim Martial Arts Academy in Cumming, I just want to say thank you so much for reaching out. So I know I'm not alone in wanting this skill set, and I really appreciate you reaching out.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely my pleasure to be here, and I'm willing to do anything I can to help anybody out there who's a little bit worried or is looking into some self-defense classes.
If you missed any of our conversation and visit this morning with Judy Mae Dupreez from Supermaster Kim Martial Arts Academy in Cumming, you can check out hashtag after hours, which is the official podcast of the Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Morning Show. Just text keyword podcast to the number 68255, and you can hear the entire conversation, the whole visit with Judy Mae Dupreez from this morning. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. Gaby Caddy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. We will all find out in the next 2 minutes if indeed I hit the hashtag March210Wins. I got a feeling it's going to happen right now.
Gaby Caddy.
WKHXFM, Marietta, Atlanta.
Gaby
Caddy, America's favorite silly little radio game.
Gaby Caddy.
And we head down to Atlantic Station for the challenge this morning.
Caddy, I bet your brain feels as good as new, seeing as how you've never used it.
Yeah, it's fresh out of the box, Marie.
All right, Marie, you know how this works. If you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy, because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called
Can't Beat Caddy.
That's right.
Exactly. Today's category, this weekend, we will spring forward.
Oh,
we
forgot about that.
Lose an hour of sleep.
Oh, no.
So today's category is all about time. Okay?
Okay.
And it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage.
Caddy, leave the main stage.
All right, I'm headed out as the hashtag March10Wins continues. If I take you down today, confetti's going to go off here in the studio, and we're going to sing a dance to KC and the Sunshine Band.
Well, we'll never know if it's going to happen unless you leave.
Wow.
That's right.
All right, Caddy is out. Marie, and your 20 seconds will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
How many more minutes does Scotty McCreary wish he had?
5.
The clock on the dash says 3:35 in what Luke Bryan song?
Oh, pass.
How many seconds do you have in HQ trivia to answer a question?
30?
Darius Rucker wants to know, when was the last time you did something for the what time?
First.
And that's timer. Let's get Caddy back in here.
Takes long at all, it seems.
No, it didn't. 20 seconds on the dot. All right, Caddy. Marie from Atlantic Station got two right.
Okay.
So you have 20 seconds to get at least two right. A lot on the line for this one today.
It's pretty much in the can if she just got two right. Get ready to celebrate with the hashtag March10Wins because it's getting ready to happen right now.
Your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question. And the category is time. How many more minutes does Scotty McCreery wish
Five.
He had? The clock on the dash says 3:35 in what Luke Bryan song?
Pass.
How many seconds do you have in HQ trivia to answer a question?
10.
Darius Rucker wants to know, when was the last time you did something for the what time?
First time.
Days go by in this Australian artist.
Keith Urban.
In what musical does the cast break down a year into 525,600 minutes?
Pass.
And that's
timer. Yes! I believe we're getting ready to celebrate.
Let's see. We got to go over all those wrong answers first.
Okay, quickly. Okay.
In what musical does the cast break down a year into 525,600 minutes? Does it make you want to sing? Rent. All right. And then the clock on the dash says 3:35. And what Luke Bryan song? I Don't Want This Night to End. They're still out at 3:35. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Brings the tally to...
Writing songs, I'm sure.
Brings the tally to Marie from Atlantic Station got two right.
Right.
Caddy got four.
How about that? Right. 10 wins in a row! Quick, get the lights. Mirror ball is dropping from the ceiling. Confetti is going off. Move around, shake a little bit. Let's dance.
It's beautiful in here. I see all the glitter.
So Monday, we play Can't Be Caddy around 6:40, and it'll be going for 11 wins in a row.
Yes. And Marie, I can't let you get away, even though we're celebrating, without saying those magic words to Caddy.
Go ahead.
I'm Marie from Atlantic Station, and I can't beat Caddy.
Did you hear that breath before she said it? It's like pure disappointment.
I know.
Marie, hope you had fun. We're celebrating here in the studio. We'll be back in just a little while. It's Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac, Kix 101.5. Uncork the champagne! We miss you, too, every morning after 10. That's why you have on-demand after hours all weekend long and every weekday. Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac.
Be sure to be looking around for Stacy. She's somewhere in Alpharetta. We're looking for her. And if you miss us too much, find us on social.
Have a great weekend. We'll laugh with you Monday, 5 to 10. Start the week off right with you. Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac, Kix 101.5.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. Mornings on Kix 101.5.